The parent gives and the child receives. Giving causes a closer bond than receiving does. Giving gives
causes. So you're limiting the mitzvah. You're supposed to hate him. By giving him, by helping the son in it, you are limiting the amount of the hatred which is justifiable.
From him to me, which is unjustifiable. Although
from you to him, you did him the favor. You took care of his son.
I've diminished his hatred towards me.
But haven't you also diminished your hatred towards him? You gave him
some. It doesn't matter. I hate him for what he did. And I'm helping him in order that he shouldn't hate me for no reason.
Well, Rabbi, how then is Torah hatred administered? In other words, what is the expression going to be of your hatred towards him? Anything that can be seen from anyone?
No.
Nothing. Nothing that can be seen in any way.
Not necessarily.
I mean, you don't invite him for dinner, I would imagine. But what?
Yes, go on.
What is? In other words, we're going so far to say that we're rushing to help him in a situation where you can help your friend or help the person you hate. Rush to help the person you hate. Then how are you expressing this hatred?
Well, who says you've got to express it?
This is based on action and not
Look here. Ahavat Hashem. Fine. Emunat Hashem. How are you going to express it? It's a mitzvah to believe in Hashem. How are you going to express it? Very difficult to express it. Ahavat Hashem, you do a mitzvah, you're doing the mitzvah.
Well, you might call this bad homiletics, but with any bracha, you can. That's an action into which you can infuse a feeling that you have. Here you're speaking about a feeling, which you are definitely not supposed to have any action coming out of it.
No, who says so? I don't have to do things for him. But the only thing I've got to do for him is. I mustn't put him in the position where he's got an Aveira, and if he's got an Aveira and I can save him from the Aveira, I'm going to save him from it.
In our situation, the only action...
Even my enemy, if I can save him from an Aveira, I'm going to save him from an Aveira.
So here's a thought. A feeling that you're supposed to have, and there is no action that you're supposed to express because of that, except one, which in effect is a contradiction to your feeling. If you didn't hate him, you'd in fact go and help the other person. It just seems like strange business.
I can't understand what's strange about it.
David is just saying that the way it works out is that you end up doing actions. The person who has a legitimate basis for hatred, who has a mitzvah to hate,
yes.
The paradox is that because of that hatred in this reciprocal relationship, ends up you have to do something which you wouldn't otherwise have to do, which goes against.
So what's wrong with it?
Well, it's just
seems like the opposite of what you do when you hate somebody. Yeah, when you hate somebody, you want to hurt them.
But that's kafir. You've got no right to hurt him.
I know, I'm saying you want to, I didn't say you can.
Yes. But that is Kapiyas Yetzer. On this pasuk in Mishlei, Hachazet Bar Musor Al Keret. Take hold of Musor and don't let go. Unfortunately, there isn't a Vilna Gaon on this. But the Vilna Gaon on his Perush on Mishlei says, this is Shvira Samidus. That is not to do what you want to do. That is Shvira Samidas. Not to do what you want to do. Now, Shvira Samidas says the Vilna Gaon, this is the whole man. See, that's the whole purpose of life, in Shvira Samidas. That is the basis of everything. Not to do what you want to do. I was driving in the car with somebody a week ago. Tell me some of the things that he did. And he regrets it. So what is Shvira Samhita? Not to do what one wants to do. That is Shvira. So the Vilna Gaon says, this is the whole man. That's all it is. This is the basis of all life. Shvira Samhita. Yeah, you've got the opportunity for it. And this is the way it works. So if I hate him, and I've got no reason to hate him, why do I hate him? I hate him because he's more successful than I am. Natural thing. If a person is more successful than I am, I hate him. And if I say I don't hate him, I'm not telling the truth. Because either I don't hate him and I've got over it. I hated him, but I've got the better of myself. I reason with myself. I said, okay, this is nonsense. To hate him because he's more successful than I am. What kind of a beast am I? To hate him. On the contrary. Respect him for it. So I break it. I don't hate him. And I work on myself and I don't hate him. And I turn that hatred into a respect. And once I respect a person, I can love him. Because he's got something and I love that what he's got. That is Shvira Samhita. That's the whole person. Yes?
Robert, if I may ask a question, which I'm not sure the Gemara takes up, but it's the less perfect situation, but probably more real than yes. Where I'm concerned. Let's suppose I don't think there's any person. You know, this mitzvah to hate somebody doesn't, as we said, doesn't even really apply today to a certain extent because we don't have real Rishayim today, and or certainly I don't see myself in a position to hate someone because that they do in favor. But let's say I dislike someone, and my intentions, you know, are not as pure as they should be.
Yes.
And then I have a chaver also. Yes. And they both ask me for, I'm in a position where I can help both of them. And yes. I can only help one.
Yes.
Would, from this Tosfot, should we learn that we should go help the one that...
If the reason that you hate him is an unjustifiable reason, question of Shvira Samhita. Maybe. It may be. You've got to work this out. That may be. This all has got to be worked out. But this is Shvira Samhita. You know, you've got me a little bit by surprise tonight. And that is that you are looking at me and I've been watching the expressions on your faces. You're looking at me as if I am a Martian. Now, why should that be?
And don't tell me
that it's not true because I've been watching your expressions the whole night.
It's
such a Kiddush movie.
I think the problem is we don't know anything about hatred.
I don't know.
We only know hatred from the way we were little kids, where you go, you hate somebody, so you stick them in the eye.
You know the Deutsche idea of hatred.
Just one minute. You can't tell me that there isn't such a thing as professional hatred.
Yeah.
Professional envy you're talking about?
Are we
talking?
Envy. As opposed to professional hatred.
Of course it's hatred.
Yeah.
Of course it's hatred. I don't like that person. I don't like it. Why? He's in the same profession as I'm. He's more successful than I am.
That's not hatred.
Kino is a reason for it's a motivation for Sino, but it's hatred. I don't like it. Of course I don't like it.
But dislike is not the same as hatred.
Of course it is.
It is.
Yes, it's just covering it up with a nice name.
How do you
know? Not sure. Of course it's the same thing. You dislike a person, you hate him. It's exactly the same thing. There may be their degrees in hatred. Mm-hmm. How you just like, good, you hate him. He's more successful than I am, I hate him. And especially if he's more successful than I am, and he doesn't quite tell the line. We all do it this way. He does it another way. And he's successful in it. We don't like it. Have you ever had that experience? Do all your colleagues like you?
I don't have any problem with it.
Well, very fortunate. They must work on themselves very hard. There are a lot of spirits of midas going in there. Of course you do. Everybody's got that. And if you say you haven't got it, then it's bad. If you say you've never had that, then it's bad. That means that you've never worked on it, because if you would have worked on it, you would have known about it. If you haven't got it because you've worked on it and you've got the better of it, then you would have known that it is there. Must be there. The Gemara speaks about it afterwards. The people who hate one another. Of course you hate one another. The Gemara says prostitutes hate one another. The other one takes away their living. He's got a chance, another one comes. Well, we don't need so many prostitutes. We don't need so many taxi drivers, they say in San Francisco.
So, well,
is there a parallel between
new taxi drivers?
Why
do you have a problem with this? For me, the problematic point is not the professional hatred.
Yes?
It's the implications of having the hatred. For instance, I could, from what you're saying, work out that in our community, since it's such a small community, and since there's Hakum Sarokim and people are inviting people around,
yes.
If I hate somebody, I have an obligation to invite him somewhat regularly,
right. Yeah.
So that he doesn't know that I am.
No, so that you should root out the hatred from your heart.
No, but if I have a mitzvah to hate him.
Oh, that's another thing.
With that mitzvah to hate him, I have to invite him so that he doesn't get the feeling that I hate him.
Which you do.
No, you've got, I don't say that you've got to invite him to come to your house. Yeah, he doesn't phone him up and say to him, look, do you perhaps need an animal to load or to unload?
I don't know, but what I'm saying is the reality.
You come across it.
The realities of our community. You know, it's small enough so that then you get invited, people know where people are going, and after a while I might say,
the equivalent is,
you know, he hasn't invited me in a year.
If somebody whom you don't like invites you, so I don't like him, I won't go. Then there's an obligation for you to go. That is the equivalent of this. This is by crow, it happens so. And there's nothing that you've got to get out of your way and do it, that you're put into the situation.
All I'm saying is that if I don't invite him in our community after a year and a half,
yes.
he may pick up that I don't like
right.
him, and
that,
then I'm causing him an event.
No, if you've got the right not to like him. If you haven't got
the whole reason for loading his animal, one of the reasons was so that he wouldn't come to
look
an affair.
Look at if he hates him for an unjustifiable reason, then he certainly has to help him. There's no question about it.
But we're talking here in the Joseph Book about
even on a justifiable reason. The whole point is even on a justifiable reason. Mm-hmm. If it's an unjustifiable reason, of course I've got to do it.
Yeah, but I'm only talking about an argument.
You're speaking about a justifiable
reason.
A justifiable reason if you are put into a situation. Not that you've got to get out of your way. Yeah, but it's by Croy, it happens, he's walking by the way. You follow?
Yeah.
If you put him in the situation,
right.
You are inviting people standing around you. You say, please look here, I've got a sick. Will you come? Please, the six of you. Of course, they'll say, please, let the Lord come. Will you come? They'll say, well, I don't know. Claire, you know, please, I want you to come. That's the way you would do it.
Yeah.
But if you're not there, not that I've got to go and look for you and...
No, I'm just saying that the nature of our community is that I would say that it's probably a fairly natural thing that if you haven't been invited to someone's house for a year and a half, then you begin to wonder that they don't...
Okay, these things you buy from the
job site as well? Be happy to.
And if you can't work it out yourself, then... In the words of David, you go to my son, your rabbi, and you ask and you ask him. You see, but first you've got to remember, and I can't emphasize this enough. And I told you that the Shulchan Aruch consists of five parts. Please remember that, but know that yes,
we. To make a distinction, apparently, if there were two Adim, for example, who someone do something, they go to Bais, and then now everybody knows that this person has done something wrong.
You're in a much better position if you're two Adim.
But the point is that now, if he doesn't do tshuva, would it be correct to say that everybody is obligated to him?
Everybody. No, everybody has to ask that question. No, it puts him in a worse position. No, it puts him now, and he doesn't do tshuva.
Right.
And he doesn't do tshuva, then I'm not obliged to him anymore.
But then also, are we not then concerned, at that point, do we become unconcerned about whether or not he hates us as a result?
No, we are concerned now.
Okay, so the intention is now, if it's public and everybody knows that he is to be hated,
yes,
then we're not concerned that, well, he's going to pick up that we're hating him, he's going to hate us back.
No,
then we're in a situation that's brought down in...
It says, the Rashbam has got it very nicely. The Rashbam says, surely it's not speaking about real downright Rishoyim. People who it's known that they do it and they don't do tshuva, and it's known that they don't do tshuva and they persist in doing wrong. You're not speaking about that type of Rosho. You're not speaking about Rishoyim. If it's a person who does, of course you are absolutely entitled to do so. On the contrary, helping him is very wrong.
So in the case of Bob Matthias, certainly you would not help him, even if he had...
If he's a real Rosh, of course not.
Okay. And the way we determine that is if Basin has come along where he's been put in...
Everybody knows that he does that sort of thing, it's not.
Okay.
I mean, the nearest thing that I can see to Rosh him today is... There are people who know what is right and what is wrong. And they will do everything they possibly can. If there's a person who's keeping something, they'll do everything they can to get him away from it. That is a person who does wrong. A person who's got a good relation with another person, good relationship. They try and break the relationship. They can't see that he's got a good relationship with him. Of course that's it. He's a Rosho. He doesn't come in. There's no question about it. Now, please, can we report progress now?
I think we've made progress.
That is the end of that. I don't want to go any... Tonu Rabon Shlomo Chayim, we can leave that for next time. We'll do that 7 o'clock sharp in Hircha Hashem next week. And let us now get on with the Gemara, the new Gemara. Now, in order to understand the new Gemara, I just have to...
One question. Does this apply in regardless of the type of avera that the person saw him doing? In other words, you saw him walking in the golf course. That's one thing. That
no, he's walking in golf course. Nothing wrong walking
with
the golf
course. With a woman at night. Okay.
Yes.
On the other hand, what happens if you saw him commit a murder? I mean, does it matter what it was if he did? The type of avera that he had done.
Of course, you've got to use that first chalak of the Shulchan Aruch. You've got to use for that. Of course, it matters. But you've got to be very careful, you see. According to the din, a drabonon, to be over a drabonon is worse than to be over a doraisa.
Why?
For example, it can come out that if you break a second day yontif is worse than breaking the first day yontif. And the Rabbi Megeuner gives several answers. One of the answers he gives is the cap. If a person goes into a trefa restaurant, he's hungry, and he looks about him, he's hungry, and he won't get a chance to have anything to eat for another 8 hours. It's already 1 o'clock, he's had no breakfast, and he's got to work. If he looks around, nobody knows him. He's only going to do it once. He goes in and he has a steak. Right, was that a looks nobody saw him.
How are we going to bench?
But the person that first day going to he keeps meticulously. Second day you're study drabona. It's only a drabona. Has he got a yetzer for it? He's kind of got a yetzer for it. It's a drabona. Deals lightly with it. Secondly, he undermines the whole system. There is chayv miso. The Gemara says he's chayv miso. The miso b'day shemayim. To break the first day Yom Tov, it's a love. But this is a very much serious matter. So you've got to be careful, you see. It's all dependent on that first chelik of the Shulchan Aruch. Person, Chas V'Shalom, goes, yes, there's a step. It's higher. And he feels bad about it. And he makes sure nobody sees it. But it comes the second day, you know, it's a rabbono. Has he got a gate or a rabbono? See, he doesn't worry, it's a rabbono. Does he feel bad about it? It's a rabbono, who cares? Somebody sees it. It's a rabbono. Somebody sees something. Ah, it's a rabbono. Can you see the difference? It's undermining the whole thing. The work of the rabbinic element goes very carefully into it. So that is much worse. Besides, it's over a din in the Torah where it says you must listen to the Chazal. So over that, but that's much worse.
So it was like you were saying, when you said that Hashem hates two different types of people. And it turns out that because there was not even a
Yetzer,
it wasn't even in their nature.
It's against the my uncle said further. You see, that's against the nature. For a rich man to be a miser is against nature. For a poor man to be arrogant, it's against, you must be arrogant about it. You've got enough, it's against nature. For an old man to be a flirt, it's against nature. That's rebellion. But if it's within nature, Hashem doesn't like him, because Shvira Tamiris is expected. You must not do that which you want to do. And if he does that which he wants to do, but that's his nature. All right, Hashem doesn't love him, but he doesn't hate him. Well, that's my uncle's. My uncle was very little. But I just want you to understand from everything, excuse me. I just want you to understand. Recall is a greater mitzvah than Te'ilah. But Kefiyas Yetzer is greater than the greater mitzvah. That's what you've got to understand. And that's what the Vilna Gaon says. That's what he says. Hachazepa Musor al Tere. Take hold of mitzvah. And when you've got it, don't let it go. Says the Vilna Gaon, that is Shvira Samidas. I'm sorry, I haven't got the Vilna Gaon here. He says it to me. This, in his golden tongue, he says it. That is the whole of man. At rock bottom, that's what we are here for. Break the gates. That's where you get your character from. Your character comes from Shviras Amidas. And if anyone understands it, and if anyone knows it, It's the 12 people whom I've got at my table here. 13. It's the 13 people whom I've got. Oh, you've all gone through it. You've all exercised Vinasamiras. Some to a greater degree, some to a lesser degree. Some of you have given up big things. You've had a living and given it up. Shviras Amidas, all busy Shviras Amidas. Decided not to do the things you want to do because it's not right. That's not the right living. That's Shviras Amidas. So you know what it is, to a lesser degree, to a greater degree. If you remind me, I'll bring you the Vilna Gaon next time to show you the inside. I beg pardon?
And my copy of the Resort to Gaon has it on the door.
Well, you know, in those copies, please bring it, will you? Please bring it. I'd like to show it to you inside. And of course, I want you to know that the foreign Kadoshis speak very much about a Sino. Said to be very careful about Sino. It's a dangerous meter. It's a meter that we've got to have, but be very careful about it. Be very careful about Sino. But where you've got to employ it, employ it. But don't use it lightly. I'm making myself clear. Now, the Rashbam on Dafra, Kuf Tes Bo, Kuf Tes Zayin on the base. If you would look in your, in the mission of the long lines, it's a little bit more than those two words. I've got to do it. I've got to do about two, a few lines. The Mishnah says, follow it in the Mishnah first with me. John, have you got it? Robert, have you got it? The Chosein be Geulo, and he concludes with Geulo. That is, in the Haggadah, we've got a Brocha Baruch to Hashem, Lo Am Yisroel.
It's right by.
And what do we say? We finish the first part of the Hallel, and you remember the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you only say one paragraph of the Hallel, and Beis Hillel says you say two paragraphs of the Hallel, and that is what we say. And then we've got a Brocha. Baruch Ato Hashem Rateinu Melech Olam Asher Geolonu VeGoales Avuseinu MiMitzrayim VeHigionu LeLailo Hazeh Lechal VeMatzu Moror Kein Hashem Rateinu, etc., etc. And the Brocha ends Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisroel. The end of the Brocha. And then we drink the second cup. Baruch Ato Hashem Rateinu Melech Olam Vedet VeYagoven, and we drink the second cup, and then we go and wash our hands and we have our meal. So we end the seudo with a brocha. We were not the seudo, I'm sorry. We end the Haggadah, the reading of the Haggadah, with a brocha. That is what the Mishnah says. Now, to the Mishnah. The Chosei be Geula, and he concludes it with Geula. Rabbi Tarfon says, Asher Geolonu Megoalis Avuseinu Mimitzrayim. So, what does Rabbi Tarfon say? The Brocha consists, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Geolonu V'Goales Avuseinu Mimitzrayim. And what do you say after that?
Nothing.
Amen. Those who are listening to it. And that's all. Beloho Yochosei. And Rabbi Tarfon didn't end and put a chasima to it. He didn't say, Baruch Atu Hashem Goal Yisroel. Rabbi Akiva, says, no, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Asher Golonu V'Goalev Savaseinu Mitzroi. Kein Hashem Elokeinu V'Lokei Avaseinu Yegi'enu Lemoadim Lirgorim Acherim. So may Hashem bring us to Yomim Tovim, other Yomim Tovim, Haboim Likroseinu that are coming. The Shalom in peace, Semechin, the Vinyan Irecho, rejoicing in the rebuilding of your city, the Sosim, the Rabbazesecho, the Nochal Shom, Minazvochim, and Minapsochim, it should be minazbochim uminatzochim. Ad Baruch Atu Hashem Ko'al Yisrael. And the end is Baruch Atu Hashem Ko'al Yisrael. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's a bracha that begins with Baruch Atu Hashem, but doesn't end with Baruch Atu Hashem. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a much longer bracha, which also contains a supplication that we may enjoy other regalim to come. Hashem may spare us to enjoy other regalim. And it ends with a Baruch Atu Hashem. That is what it tells us. Apropos of that, I just want you to know that we say minazbochim uminapsochim and not minapsochim uminazbochim. Because on Pesach there is the Korban Chagigo and there is the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Chagigo is eaten first and afterwards the Korban Pesach is eaten. The Korban Pesach is the last thing that is eaten. And the Korban Pesach is eaten al hasilva. It means that you've already, you're satisfied. You're not hungry anymore. And how do you come not to be hungry? Because you've eaten from the Korban Chagigo. And what does the Korban Pesach consist of? What kind of an animal is it? A sheep or a lamb? And what is the Korban Chagigo? No! Dogs! Big animal! It's a huge animal! So there's heaps to eat. From a lamb, if you've got 20, 30 people, and a lamb, you've got nothing to eat there. All you've got to have is a kasai from the Korban Pesach. But you can't be satisfied with that.
Yes, it is supposed to be Shabbos, you switch it. Yes, because you can't. There is a whole business. You can't shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. But the Korban Chagigo probably, you give it home business. There. Anyway, it comes in, it's much earlier in the Gemara, all that.
Just to make sure my Haggadah is.
No, it's probably right. Yes, it's probably right. All right. Now, look at your Rashbam. Says the Rashbam, Bechose Vigeula, and he concludes with Geula. Says the Rashbam, Mesayim es ha-hagodo bebirkas geulo. He concludes the Agoda with a brocha of geulo. Now, as I'm going along the Rashbam, I'm explaining the Rashbam also to you. He concludes the Agoda with a brocha of geulo. Mesayim means he concludes. And that's the only meaning it has. Concludes or seal, same word. Concludes or ends or finishes. And they all mean exactly the same thing. And now he doesn't explain how to make the bracha. He doesn't explain the form of the bracha. He doesn't explain the content of the bracha. He just says you make a bracha, the subject of which is geulah. That's all he says. Ula kamon, and further on, pligivo Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. And later in the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva differ bahahi brocha in that brocha. Dile Rabbi Tarfon poseach beboruch ve'enach hosein beboruch. According to Rabbi Tarfon, you open it with a boruch, but you don't close it with a boruch. Midi dihavia birkas peiros u birkas amitzvos. The same as you say, Baruch Atu Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Bore Priyo Eitz Bore Priyo Adomo. You don't end it with a Baruch Atu Hashem, or Baruch Atu Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Atik Rishon Mitzvotov Tzivonu Ametil Asher Doim. The Kura Hu Doi He. It is only a brocha of recognition. That's all it is. Ule Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, Chosin Bo Nami Baruch. Not only does he start it with a Baruch Atu Hashem, but he closes it with a Baruch Atu Hashem. He seals it. He doesn't use the word Mesayim now. He uses the word Chosein Bo Nami Baruch. Now the word Chosein has got three meanings. It can mean conclude. It can mean finish the brocha with Baruch Atu Hashem. And it can mean seal. It's got three meanings. Sayim has only got one meaning. So he says, but Ula Rabbi Akiva Chosein Bo Nami Bo Baruch. He ends it with Baruch Atu Hashem. Lefi Shemosi Bo Divrei Ritzu Yivachosho. because in it he includes words of appeasement to Hashem and supplication to Hashem. May Hashem make us enjoy festivals to come, Yom Tovim to come. It's a long brocha. Kein yegi'enu, Rabbi Akiva says, so may he bring us behind nu, da'avinu ke Rabbi Akiva mechev chavero. And this is that we fasted like Rabbi Akiva mechavero. Who differs from Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Tafel. So Rabbi Tafel is about plukio of Rabbi Akiva. How many differ with Rabbi Akiva?
One.
So the law is, the din da'alocha is ke Rabbi Akiva mechavero. Where there is one who differs from Rabbi Akiva, the aloha is like Rabbi Akiva. But the Tana Kama dikaoma v'chosei b'geulo. I, the Tana Kama says v'chosei b'geulo. So he says, Eino Tana Shlishi. That is not a third Tana that gives another view. The Imkain Amaya Bimaka Rabbi Akiva. Because if this would be a third Tana, then why do we fast in the Rabbi Akiva? However, Rabbonon pligi alei, since Rabbonon differ from them, or ein aloha ke Rabbi Akiva mechavero, the aloha is not like Rabbi Akiva when there are colleagues against him. It's only like Rabbi Akiva when there is a colleague against him. So if you will say that the Tana Kama also comes into it, that it means the Tana Kama and Rabbi Tafel. He says the Tana Kama isn't the third one. I, the Tana Kama, says v'chosein b'geulo divrei akulhi. What the Tana Kama is expressing is the view of everyone. V'lebolemait milsai de Rabbi Tafel v'Rabbi Akiva. And he doesn't come to limit the words of Rabbi Tafel or Rabbi Akiva. But to let us know, Shemesaimin veBirkas Geulo. He lets us know Shemesaimin, not Shechosmi, but that you end it with a brocha of Geulo, but not Chosmi, because there the word Chosem that the Tana Kama uses, he doesn't mean end it with a brocha to Hashem. He uses one of the three meanings of Chosem, which means to conclude it. So that you shouldn't say that you don't make any broker at all when you finish that godo, accepting the broker over the wine, that's all you do. So the Tana Kama says, when you finish doing that godo, you ended with a broker for geula. The Raya Lodover, Daniel, and a proofreader, you've got the place. Oh, you should. Is the Rashbam the Maseches Kesuvos beferek Afalpi? In Maseches Kesuvos in Perek Afalpi, the economic luchtayo the Rabbi Tarfon the Rabbi Akiva Yitzchak Gavle. There is also a difference of opinion between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva of the same kind. The Pligi Vistam Mishnah. They argue there in a Stam Mishnah, in a statement of a Mishnah. Visnan, because we learned the Higiyas Aman Velo Nisu, what happens if a man was betrothed his bride? And the law is after the Kiddushin, a year after the Kiddushin, the Nisuin must take place. A year after the betrothal, the Chuppah must take place. And it comes, the time of the chuppah comes, and he's not ready. He says, okay, I can't have a chuppah now. Do you think she feels nice about it? No. So what happens if he says that? Then we say, ocheles mishalo, but ocheles vitruva. Then he has got to feed her. So he is responsible for her food. And not only that, but if he is a kohen, then she eats truma. You understand? Because the wife of a Kohen eats truma. So really the wife of a Kohen can eat truma from the time of Kiddushi, because she is Kinyan Kaspo.
Kinyan Kaspo?
Kingian cusp, I'll explain to you afterwards what Kingian cusp means. I'm making me terribly late. I'll explain to you. She is acquired by him through, he gives her a ring. And he says, Are atma kudeshasli, and she becomes, so he's given her something to acquire her. So therefore, as soon as she has Kedusha, Dom, are you still with me? Or do you stop being with me at 9 o'clock?
You were talking about Kingian cusp.
All right. So she belongs to him now. So really, from the time of Kiddushin, she should already be eating truma. The only thing we say, no, she's, the Rabbonim said, we don't allow her to eat truma. Why don't we allow her to eat truma? Because when her betrothed sends her something, does it please her? Of course it pleases her. And sends a truma. Lovely piece of truma, said. And she's got a little brother. And he comes in, and his eyes are big, and his mouth is open. She takes a piece, and she gives it to him. He's not allowed to eat it. He's a zor. He's a destroyer. He can't eat it. She can eat it. So we say, no, he's not allowed to feed her. But when the time comes, he should have married her. And he doesn't marry her. And now if he sends a truma, do you think that she's so happy with the truma that he sends? He's got to support her, all right. There's no love in it anymore. No love in it anymore. Now we're not afraid that she will give it to her little brother. Therefore we say she can eat truma. So that is what the Stam Mishnah says. After a year, am I speaking too loud?
No.
Ocheles Mishnah, no be Ocheles Mishnah. She can eat of his and she can eat through him. The Perek, yes. Rabbi Tarfon, Omer Lo Sein Lo HaKol Truma. Rabbi Tarfon says he can give her only Truma. He's a popular Kohen. In spite of his doing wrong here, the year he doesn't have married, he's a popular Kohen. And he gets a lot of Truma. He can give her only Truma. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Mech Tzachulin Mech Tzachulin. Rabbi Akiva says, no, he's got to give up half chulin and half truma. Robert, you know the difference between chulin and truma. Good. Chulin is not truma, and truma is not chulin. So we know the difference already. So half chulin and half truma. Why must he give a white con? Rabbi Tarfon says he gives her all truma.
This is during the year.
This is after the year. After the year. It says Rabbi Akiva, no, he's got, Rabbi Tarfon says, he could give her all of it to her.
What was she getting with the previous year?
She got nothing from him. No, nothing at all. Living in her father's house.
Would normally, if it wasn't a Kohen, he's providing for his...
No. The Gezeira was, the Tekona was, only if she isn't, if he isn't, she isn't, he should have already had the chuppah, and through his fault, he didn't have the chuppah. So he said, now we give you, now you've got to pay for the upkeep. Well, we make him responsible for it, yes. The question is, I must explain to you, what is the machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Tarfon says, if he's a popular Kohen, he's got a lot of truma, he gives it all truma. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Because there are times when she is not allowed to eat truma. A Kohen, when he is Tomei, is not allowed to eat truma. You've had it in the Sedra, last week, Sedra. When she is a needle, she can't eat truma. So, what does she do for the time of the month that she is a needle? Says Rabbi Akiva, half truma and half chulin. So when she's a needle, she eats chulin, and when she's tahoro, she eats truma. Clear? Then why does Rabbi Tarfon say all truma? Says Rabbi Tarfon, let her give her all truma. So her father takes some of the truma and he sells it to another Kohen, and with that he buys her chulin, and she has chulin. Yes. Sells it to a Kohen, it belongs to the Kohen, Kohen and eat it. Sells it to her. It's not that he's giving, if he gives of his own, but this is, he can sell it to a Kohen, and he gets the money for it. Rabbi Akiva doesn't like it. It's nobody's business to know that she is a needle. Why should people know that she's a needle? He says, no, he passed us like a kilo, and we passed him like Rabbi Akiva. because it is Rabbi Akiva Mechaberu. It's Rabbi Akiva that I, the Stam Mishnah, says, Ocheles Mishalova, Ocheles Mitruva. The Stam Mishnah makes a general statement, Ocheles Mitruva, but doesn't give the details of it. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva differ in the details of it. Yes, sir.
But if she's not married, she goes to the mikveh.
In those days, then, you should go to the mikveh. For Taro. Taro, in those days, Taro was a very big thing. Nobody wanted to be tummy for a moment. More than so, in those days, even a few years ago, a little girl of 12 or soon she becomes an idol, they were very careful about those things. Still, in fact, they used to keep it up even in the time of the Rishonim, right up to the time of the Rishonim. They were still doing that.
The Kahani's daughter would have to, wouldn't it?
Oh, pardon?
A woman, a Basula who lived, who was Bat Kohen.
No, ordinary Basula.
But a Basula who's a Bat Kohen who lives in her father's home would have to go.
You ought to be able to eat from Truma.
Right.
Yeah, but how could they do it up to the Rishonim if they didn't have the ashes of the Baraduma?
No, but what they could, the tumor that they could remove, they removed. Whatever tumor they could. And even a girl also used to go to the mikveh to remove the tumor. Right. Now, so it's exactly the same as here. The Stam Mishnah says, if the year is up, Ocheles Mishalev, Ocheles Mitrumo. Rabbi Tarfon says all of it is tumor. Rabbi Akiva says half chulin and half tumor. The chihechi, the pliki hosom. David, have you? Daniel, have you got the play?
Yes.
The chihechi, the pliki hosom. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva. And in the same way as they differ there, that is, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva differ there. The feirusho deuchelis be trumo in the meaning of she eats trumo. And Rabbi Tarfon says all trumo, and Rabbi Akiva says half chulin of trumo. The love clause that Tanoi have, there aren't three Tanoi. There isn't the Tanoi who says Ocheles be trumo, and Rabbi Tarfon says kule trumo, and Rabbi Akiva says chachi chulin chachi trumo. He says no, they are only true. Ochinami pligit arvayu. Also. The two of them argue in our Mishnah whether he makes the Goal Israel with an ending of Baruch Atu Hashem or not is a machlokas only between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Beferusha v'chosen v'geulo, in the meaning of those two words in the Mishnah of v'chosen v'geulo, and he concludes with geula. V'lav tlosi tanoi haver, and they on three tanoi. Shehatana sosam dvoro, bein hocho bein bikesubis, because the Tana just makes a statement, a plain statement, whether yar or in kesubis. The other plain statement is that he concludes with the brocha. In kesubis, the plain statement is that she eats truma. The hodim mefarish rabbi plikted rabbi tap of rabbi akiva, that she eats truma.
That she eats it all.
No, he says that is Ocheles Mishalev, the Ocheles Mitruma. They argue in the Ocheles Mitruma. They argue in the Ocheles Mitruma. But Hodim Meforish Lovel took the Rabbi Tavon Rabbi Akiva. Then he explains in the Machlokas of Rabbi Tavon Rabbi Akiva. The Chosein, now says the Rashbam, the Chosein, the Tana Kama, and the Chosein of the Tana Kama. In the middle of the first of the long lines of the Mishnah, where it says the Chosein v'Geulo, that Chosein, Siyum ba'almo, it means Siyum, it means concluding, finishing, but it doesn't mean ending with a brocha. Siyum ba'almo, the ener Chosein, the Rabbi Tarfon. Oh yes, the Einel Chosein, the Rabbi Tarfon. And when Rabbi Tarfon says the Einel Chosein, he doesn't conclude, Chasima so brochehi, there it uses the word Chosein in one of its other meanings, and that is to end with a Baruch Atu Hashem. That is the Rashbam. The only thing I can't understand about the Rashbam is, why are you going to say so much? Why he goes into such great detail about it? Goes into it, and he makes it that you can't possibly
have any kind of error. You see what it does? And now we are ready to begin, but we've got to leave for next time. We are ready to begin this little piece of Gemara, and here we are. On Daf Kuf Yud Zayin on the base, the Chosen B'Geula Omer Rav Kriya Shema V'Hale Gual Yisrael Yitzluso Goel Yisrael. This we've got to read till that text out. But just as it started, Omer Rava says, Kriya Shema V'Hale. After Kriya Shema, it should be here somewhere here. After Kriya Shema, we say, Baruch Atu Hashem Goal Yisrael, don't we? Michomelchu b'michomelchu nebakar Yisrael Rosh. Baruch Atu Hashem Goal Bnei Magifodu Hashem Yishakob. Baruch Atu Hashem, what do we say?
Goal
Yisrael. When we finish, after we finish the Hallel in the Agoda, Baruch, no, that's in the Hallel at the very end of the Hallel, but before the second Kos, Baruch Atu Hashem Goal Yisrael, we say Goal Yisrael. Ditzluso means that we pray. Ditzkabel tzlos hon. Accept tzlos hon our prayer. Ditzluso in prayer, meaning in the Amido, in the Shmode Esmer. What do we say? No, we don't. Ra'enu v'yenu v'rivu v'yenu v'lein me'ero manch me'echoki gu'el chuzok oto Baruch Atu Hashem. No. Goel Yisrael. We don't say Goel Yisrael. We say Goel Yisrael says, Goel Yisrael who has redeemed us. Goel Yisrael who redeems Israel. The one is possible who redeems Israel. Who is redeeming Israel. Who is busy redeeming Israel. It's Luther Goel Yisrael. My time of what is the reason? Why in the Shemone Esra don't we say Baruch Atu Hashem Goal Yisrael as we say for after Kriya Shema evening and morning, and as we say in the Haggadah, why do we say in the Shemone Esra Goal Yisrael? Because we are asking mercy from Hashem. See now our affliction. And redeem us, please redeem us. Baruch Atu Hashem, Goel Yisrael, you redeem Israel, we are asking you to redeem us. So it must be in present tense, it can't be in past tense. That's a piece of Gemara. Are we following? They are. Minu, they are.